not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Wally Watkins, Victor Kilo 4, Delta, Oscar, silent key. Sad news in is that Wally VK4DO went silent key on Friday, October the 2nd. Wally served amateur radio in many big ways during his life. Wally was New South Wales Division Alternate Federal Councillor in 1980 when he held the call sign VK2DEW. He was Federal Contests Manager 1980 to 81. VK5 Division Supplementary Representative, including participation in the Albury Conference, which set out a lot of the band plan structure we rely on today. A staunch supporter for amateur radio in counter-disaster through Weissen and other bodies. A packet radio BBS sysop. A pioneer of APRS in Queensland. Promotion of amateur radio direction finding, plus he organised the 10th Region 3 ARDF Championships in Townsville. Wally was a recipient of the WIA's G.A. Taylor Medallion, was a life member of the Wireless Institute of Australia, and a life member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Wally was an invigilator and then transferred to being an assessor with the WIA exam service. Wally was and shall always be the auctioneer of renown, running many of the TARC monster auctions over the years, introducing the Mystery Prezi Auction. Wally also promoted and was involved with many other aspects of amateur radio, too numerous to mention here, and like DX hunting rare countries on 40, 10 and 6 metres, CW voice and the digital modes. In latter years, he supported the forming of Townsville and Tharangoa Transport Solutions, now known as TOTS Community Flyer, a transport service for the elderly and socially isolated, plus provided technical support for the PA system and video recording of his local church. Radio amateur friends send out their heartfelt condolences to wife Dorothy and family in this dire time of need. Wally's funeral will be held Monday the 12th of October from 10 a.m. at the Woongarra Crematorium Chapel, Bruce Highway, Gelago, near Townsville. All relatives and friends are invited to attend and give Wally a good send-off. Valet, Walter, Wally Watkins, Victor Kilo 4, Delta, Oscar.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was that first crystal set that brought the local broadcast station to my ears that is to blame. Well, being able to use fumbling schoolboy fingers to put something together that worked was success indeed. I'd seen projects in varnished wooden cabinets with a magic cat's whisker that were works of real craftsmanship. Here was a concoction using a cardboard tube as a coil former, a new germanium diode and some wartime era high impedance headphones, with a recovered tuning capacitor and a base and fascia using wood from packing cases. I could lie in bed and listen to the radio. Some years on, I'm still enjoying the challenge of radio. And the reason I mention my experience is that I still remember the thrill and the satisfaction of making that first radio. I learnt more and put together a mains-powered receiver and still remember the thrill. I met an amateur who became a guide into this hobby, and I was beguiled by his stories and exultant at my first time behind a microphone. Radio has expanded since my first experiences, and my story is just that, mine. What I think is that we all need to remember the first and the second and the next thrills that brought us to amateur radio and kept us here. What I think is we all have a story to share when someone new asks, "What made you an amateur?" I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.